It is the review, Dan, Neil and Sean after Liverpool 4, Ipswich 1. A lot to get into on the approaches and the lineups. With Sean Slot, I think his press conference pre was full of a few nuggets to get into that plays out in the game. He mentioned the danger of the wingers and Delap for them, and you see that is really sort of McKenna's way home in terms of his selection and how he does try to get something from the game. But I think what we're seeing a lot more now for us is, you know, a real sort of bedded in the final third shape, especially when we look at things like pass networks. I think yesterday's was almost like a V shape for us again, showing, you know, which players occupy a certain side. And then, you know, I think we'll come on to talk about the passing in more detail, but I think, you know, the message will have probably been to pick your moments as to when to try and penetrate and when to play certain balls. But all that said, Sean, I'm so pleased to say that warm-up watch is back. So without further ado, over to you.
Yes, warm-up watch is back. Yeah, I was in the ground yesterday. I think it is worth passing comment on at this point that when you're having a good run and everyone's talking extremely favourably about you, it's extremely important to keep everyone's feet on the ground, true Ronnie Moran style, and make sure that the professionalism is still there and that everyone remembers just how tough it is to do what Liverpool are doing and that they've achieved absolutely nothing yet. And it's dead easy to say, but it's really, really hard to do when you're dealing with a large volume of people and then add in the youth of some of these players as well. That it's easy to forget, you know, the way Ryan Gravenberch plays, it's so easy to forget the actual age of the player. So I think, especially ahead of games like this, where there's a danger of complacency, there's a danger of thinking it's done, that in situations like that, I genuinely think the warm-up is absolutely critical. You know, as a manager, you'd be wanting to have your eyes all over it, saying, like, I'm going to be watching that, and do not give me an excuse to sub you in the first 20, and don't think I won't do it. Because if I see any signs in that warm-up that you're not on it, the sharpness isn't there, that you're going through motions, I'll be watching you like a hawk in that first 10-15 and I will sub you. There's too much on the line for this and not having it. And I would say that I've commented on it before, like the subs aren't just left to their own devices. There's a strict routine that they're following one, the coaching staff. I would say I always keep an eye on the subs more than the first team in that regard, but high levels of professionalism, I would say all of them are on a par with Endo.